reminds us that every single believer has been given a gift, not to keep to ourselves, but to serve one another. The church isn't just a building or a Sunday thing, it's a family. And that family functions best when everyone shows up and plays their part. Romans 12, 4-8 explains that the body of Christ works the way it's supposed to, only when each part does what it was created to do. This means that the whole thing doesn't just run because of a few people on stage. It's not just the pastors and singers and musicians or guest speakers. It's the people who are opening doors, running slides, leading life groups, holding babies in the nursery, stacking chairs, and showing up for students. Peter calls our different strengths God's varied grace, which is honestly such a cool phrase because it means that God wired us all differently on purpose. And thank goodness he did, because listen, you do not want to see me trying to run production. I have no clue how to use any of the soundboard or anything like that, but maybe you do. Or maybe your gift is encouragement or hospitality or leadership or noticing people who feel left out. Whatever it is, God gave it to you for his glory. And serving the church reminds us that we're not just on the sidelines of the JV team of God's kingdom, we're in the game. And when we bring our gifts, the whole church gets better. And when we hold them back, the church misses out. Serving the church has absolutely shaped who I am. I've seen God use simple, ordinary things like singing on a Sunday morning, or setting up chairs for youth group, leading silly games on stage, or prepping life group questions to open the door for something way bigger than just myself. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is that I don't have to be polished to be purposeful. I have to just show up willing, available, and maybe with a good attitude and a smile. But over time, I started to see the parts of me that I thought were just my personality were actually gifts that God wanted to use. Things like my love for fun and planning events, encouraging students, or even just helping behind the scenes. Those are all ways that God has let me be a part of his work. So here's some things that you could pray today. Ask God to help you see the gifts that he's placed in you for the good of his church. Pray for boldness to use them, even if it feels small or behind the scenes. And thank God for the people in your church who've used their gifts to bless you. So in conclusion, take one step today towards serving the church if you aren't already. That might mean signing up to serve on a team, signing up for the Life Team orientation class to discover what your gifts may be, or simply asking, where is there a need that I could help meet? Serving the church isn't about doing everything, it's just about doing something with the gifts that God has given you. Your unique design is not an accident. When you step into it, the whole church gets stronger.